Good morning. Our opening hymn is from the Red Hymnal. We'll sing hymn number 396, hymn 396. Please stand. Let us pray. God, our refuge and strength, you have bound us together in a common life. In all our conflicts, help us to confront one another without hatred or bitterness, to listen for your voice, to work together with respect, with peace, and with love. This we pray this day. Amen. Please be seated.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Last June, my dear old pal, Andrea Fieldhouse, described me as someone constantly searching for God. Knowing me well, she noticed that oftentimes in my faith language, I'll talk about looking for God, wanting to learn truth, always seeking understanding. I've been thinking a lot about that phrase, searching for God, since she said that to me, and really over the course of my entire faith journey. Who is God? Where is God? How do I see God? Something I've come to realize over the way is that the answers to questions like that are not always straightforward, and they're different for each person. While a traditional answer might be to find God in a church, I've met people with very unique stories. Another dear old friend of mine, for example, told me once how his faith had been strengthened like nothing before when he learned about cells in his AP biology class. The miracle of life, he said, was too incredible to be mere coincidence at the molecular scale. For me personally, one of the places I find God is outside. I'm a cross-country runner. And while I run, I think a lot. I love finding myself in the middle of nowhere, surrounded by trees or cornfields or among the hills of our river valley. Far away, literally and figuratively, from the traffic of everyday college life, I can listen to myself and enjoy my surroundings more fully. In my dorm room, I have a small handmade craft hanging on my wall. It's a cardboard cutout of some ducks, a heart, and the words, "Be yourself," written in bold letters. I think God wants us to be who we truly are. I can completely understand if running for an hour to find solace isn't your thing. But I want to ask each of you today, where is that place that you love to be? What is that thing you could do every day and never tire of? What truly fulfills you? I believe God meets us there. Theologian Friedrich Buechner, something like that, once reflected, "The place God calls you to is the place where your deep gladness and the world's deep hunger meet." Where is that place for you? For many, that space is created while making music. For others, in writing, or watching anime, or in cooking, swimming, fishing, or golfing. I believe we are called to use our inherent gifts and interests to serve others in this world, and our world desperately needs those gifts today. Through our natural affinities, we can both catch glimpses of God at work in our lives and also realize our strengths. We might not see Jesus walking around in the calf, giving us hugs and telling us exactly what to do next, but he has created us and redeemed us out of love and given us unique attributes that continually point us back to him. In Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, he wrote, "For now we see only a reflection as in a mirror. Then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part. Then I shall know fully." It can be frustrating sometimes to feel so distant from God. If you're anything like me, there have been times where the only thing you've wanted was for God to show himself in a very obvious, easily understood way. If I can just understand God in this way, then everything will be fine. But then in 1 John we read, "No one has ever seen God, but the one and only Son, who is himself God and is in closest relationship with the Father, has made him known." I think God is constantly surrounding us, whispering in our loud lives, offering his unending alternative peace. I also believe that faith is an individualized wandering, one that continually evolves, is highly personal, and is a journey that God does not want to rush. A short while ago, as you were walking in and sitting on these nice pews, Chad was playing a song on the piano with these lyrics: "Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you." Let's reflect on those words for a minute. I invite you to close your eyes and create images out of these questions. Where is love at work in your life? Who helps you? Who needs your help? What makes you joyful? And what does it mean for you to see God? You can open your eyes. My point here today is to make choices based on your strengths and then see where those choices take you. By doing this, God comes closer. He is manifested in our everyday actions. In the book of Psalms, King David wrote, "For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made." God has made each of us, and he has done so with the utmost care. I think God wants us to be who we truly are. So if we ever wonder how we might go about searching for God, let's look first and foremost at what makes us most alive. Amen.
We will sing together the song that Alex mentioned. Hopefully when you walked in, you would have grabbed one of these sheets. If you don't have one, find someone near to you that does. I invite you to stand. Let us pray. Open the eyes of our hearts, Lord. Open the eyes of our heart. We want to see you in this space, in the streets, in our work, in our study, in the totality of our lives. Bless us and keep us, we pray. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve. Thanks be to God.